From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. Pot farming and the timber industry leave very different marks on California forests. That according to a University of California researcher who wants to know more about the ecological impact of marijuana grows. Capital Public Radio's Julia Mitrich has more.
Forest fragmentation describes how different land uses break up continuous stretches of forest into smaller pieces. Take the timber industry and cannabis farming. UC Berkeley researcher Van Butzik looked at the impact of each activity on 1.5 million acres of forest in Humboldt County from 2000 to 2013. The research found, while timber had a greater overall impact on forest fragmentation, cannabis farming created more holes within a forested expanse. Butzik says that's significant ecologically, since forest fragmentation influences how nutrients cycle throughout the ecosystem and how wildlife moves too.
It impacts what habitat are available for different species. Some species like large continuous areas of forest, and other species like to live on the edge of the forest. And so more fragmented forests may be better habitat for them.
Rules adopted last week removed Proposition 64's 1 acre cap on outdoor commercial cannabis cultivation. But counties and cities can still set more restrictive limits. In Sacramento, I'm Julia Mitrich.
California's cap-and-trade program set a record this quarter, generating more than $800 million for the state. The climate change program requires businesses to obtain a state credit for each ton of pollution they emit. The results from this month's auction released Tuesday show businesses bought all of the available credits. It's the second sellout since lawmakers extended the program this year through 2030. The state uses funding from cap-and-trade for other clean energy programs and the high-speed rail project. Find these stories and more at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.